Secretary of State John Kerry may visit Paris later this week. The White House said it erred in not sending a high-level official to a unity rally there on Sunday. Millions took to the streets, including many heads of state, to show solidarity after gunmen stormed a satirical magazine, killing 12 people. The dead included cartoonists who created controversial images of the Prophet Muhammad. Phil Hands shared a profession and passion with those who lost their lives in Paris. He's the editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal and the only in-house newspaper cartoonist in the state. Hans spoke with WUWM's Aaron Toner about his work and the attacks.
They do a lot of cartoons about sports like the Wisconsin Badgers and the Green Bay Packers and the Brewers, but the bread and butter is, you know, attacking state politicians, specifically Governor Walker. I probably draw him in probably half of my cartoons. And so most of my inspiration comes from, you know, reading the newspaper, reading the Wisconsin State Journal, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and see what issues people are interested in.
I'm guessing that reaction to your cartoons comes more from readers and viewers than, you know, from the targets of the cartoon. So what kind of reactions do you get?
I do get called pretty nasty names. I was called evil last week by a letter writer who took issue with some of my criticisms of Governor Walker. And many Madison liberals have taken issue with things that I've said, and they think I'm some sort of tool of the right wing and, you know, a pawn of Governor Walker. And I get it from both sides, people angry with my work. But usually it's good-natured anger and people, you know, upset about what I'm doing. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I've never been threatened by, you know, with physical harm by anybody.
You wrote about the attacks on Charlie Hebdo in Paris in a column for the Wisconsin State Journal on Sunday. Tell me what your reaction was last week when you heard reports about this attack.
Well, it's scary as a cartoonist to think that somebody would kill you because of a cartoon that you've drawn or because of beliefs that you have. I mean, that's scary, and it hits close to home. You know, as I said in the column, we are a small community of cartoonists. I know most of the American cartoonists, and I've had the pleasure of meeting many international cartoonists at various political cartooning events. And so when one of your brothers is shot down because of their beliefs, it's scary. And, you know, what should be noted, actually, is that there is a strong history of cartooning in the Muslim world. And I've met many Muslim cartoonists at various events, and I know lots of them are really upset about this murder as well.
I know that you don't draw cartoons like the ones that were the impetus for the attack on the magazine in Paris, but do the attacks at all make you question what you do draw?
No, I don't have any fear. If anything, it actually makes me want to strengthen my position and make sure I'm not afraid to call out hypocrisy and evilness when I see it in the world. I'm actually more determined than I've ever been before to stand behind my art and be the best cartoonist I can be and do the most important, valuable work I can do.
Have you drawn a cartoon in reaction to what happened in Paris and the killings of the cartoonists there? And if so, what have you drawn?
Well, I drew one the other day that just showed a Muslim terrorist, you know, standing over a dead cartoonist saying, "We have avenged Allah." And then I drew a portrait of myself at my drawing table holding my pen up high saying, "And we will avenge Charlie Hebdo." I drew myself in a cartoon because that's very personal to me. And, you know, I'm going to, in the future, take this extremism to task more than I have in the past.